Hello and welcome to the Grace of God Hour, brought to you by Minsky Ministries. This is Barry Minsky, and I am so happy to have an opportunity to share with you today from the Word of God. We're going to look at a passage that I believe expresses to us and explains to us God's faithfulness. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is gracious. The Lord provides for all of our needs. In this particular story, we read of four individuals. First of all, there was a man by the name of Naboth. You find the story in 1 Kings chapter 21. Naboth was not a famous man. In fact, he was one whose name would not be known except for this particular encounter that he had with the king. Naboth owned a small vineyard that was right next to the king's palace. And so the king, Ahab, who was not a righteous man, approached Naboth and said, "I'd like you to give me your vineyard, for I want to use it, and it's right next to my house. And I will give you either a better vineyard or the amount of money that it's worth." Now Naboth said to the king, "No, I won't do that, because God has said that we are not to sell or in any way dispose of the property that God has given to us. This is a pass down from father to son. It's the inheritance of my fathers." Ahab was absolutely flustered. He went back to his house, and it says that he lay down and turned his head away and would not eat any food. In other words, here was the king. This was the man who was king over all of the people. And what did he do? He went to his little bed and just cried his little heart out. Oh, poor Ahab. This is ridiculous. Here was a king, and he was just moaning and crying because Naboth would not sell him the vineyard. Well, enter his wife, and you've heard of her. Her name is Jezebel. She was a wicked woman, and she said to Ahab, "Don't worry about it, Ahab. I will get the vineyard for you." And so she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal. And she sent the letters to the elders and leaders who lived with Naboth in the city. And he wrote in the letters, we read, "Proclaim a fast and set Naboth at the head of the people, and two worthless men will oppose him. And they will bring charges against him and say, 'You have cursed God and the king.' Then take out and stone him to death." This was done. And poor Naboth was put to death simply because he would not give his vineyard to the king. Jezebel was excited. She went to her husband, Ahab, and said, "Naboth is now dead, he's been stoned, and you can go and just take the vineyard. It's yours now." And both of them were exceedingly happy because he could take possession of the vineyard. Now God sent his man, Elijah the prophet, and God said to him, "Arise and go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone to take possession. And you shall say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, have you killed and also taken possession?' And you shall say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, in the place where dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick up your blood.' And of Jezebel, the Lord also said, 'The dog shall eat Jezebel within the walls of Jezreel.'" What a terrible prophecy that he was going to die and the dogs would lick up his blood. Well, a long time passed, and I'm sure that there was a time that Ahab and Jezebel were sitting in their room and laughing and saying, "Oh, that prophet Elijah. Look at what he said. Dogs are going to lick up your blood." And nothing, absolutely nothing, has happened. The time came when Ahab went out to battle. And we read, "So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, 'I will disguise myself and go into battle, but you wear your robes.' And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle." Now, you know, this seems to be the sign of a coward. He would not allow people to recognize who he really was. But instead, he went into the battle looking like somebody else. And an amazing thing happened. In the midst of that battle, we are told, "And when the captains of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. But a certain man drew his bow at random and struck the king of Israel between the scale armor and the breastplate. Therefore he said to the driver of his chariot, 'Turn around and carry me out of the battle, for I am wounded.'" This was amazing. Someone just shooting an arrow at random, and it killed the king by going into just one vulnerable spot in his armor. How amazing that is. When God prophesies something, it comes to pass. Ahab was dead, but that does not end our story. Jezebel was still alive, and there was a prediction that God had made concerning her. Oh, and I can imagine the years went by, and Jezebel, sitting in her house, would say things like this: "Oh, that crazy prophet Elijah. Not only did he prophesy something about my husband, the king, but he prophesied against me. Ha! Dogs are going to eat me. What a joke. I can't believe this." Well, what actually did happen? When Jehu came to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. Well, she thought it was going to be a fine visit. And so we're told that she painted her eyes and adorned her head and looked out of the window. There she was, making herself as pretty as she could possibly be, thinking that this was a social visit from Jehu. But it says, "Jehu entered the gate, and he lifted up his face to the window where she was looking, probably with a great smile. And he said, 'Who is on my side? Who?' And two or three eunuchs looked out at him, and he said, 'Throw her down.' So they threw her down, and some of her blood splattered on the wall and on the horses, and they trampled on her. She was dead. And so Jehu went in, and he ate and he drank, and then he said, 'See now to this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter.'" He wanted to be fair. At least she should have a decent burial. But what do you think happened? When they went to bury her, they found nothing more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. There was that skull that contained the brain that devised the plan to put Naboth to death. And there were those feet that walked to do evil, and the palms of her hands, those hands that wrote the letter that ordered the death of Naboth. She was dead. But what is the message of our story? It is that when God prophesies something, when God says it will happen, it will happen. Even if it seems to be something out of the ordinary, something that would seem in our minds to be impossible, remember, this is God, and he can accomplish his goal as he wishes. What does that have to do with us? Oh, I think it has a lot to do with us. God's promises are secure, and God has promised that those who trust in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord will have everlasting life. And just as these predictions were fulfilled, so will that one be, that those who trust in him will live forever in the presence of God. Do you know him? Have you come to faith in Jesus Christ? Oh, my friend, if you have not, turn to him now in faith, believing that you might have life. Remember also that those who do not believe in him will spend an eternity out of the presence of God in a place called hell. God fulfills his promises. Let us be sure that each of us has the promise of everlasting life. He also promised that the ministry of those who love him will not go without the results that he wants to happen. He says, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Are you a believer? You have a ministry to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, there will be results. You may see them, you may not see them. But when we share God's message, he works and he accomplishes his goal. If you're a believer in Christ, I encourage you to share the message of the gospel with those around you, and you will find that God will bless in a very special way. Well, I've enjoyed sharing with you today, and I would like to hear from you. Please take a moment and send me an email. My email address is Barry, at Minsky Ministries, that's MINSKY Ministries.org. I look forward to hearing from you, and until we meet again over God's Word, may the Lord richly bless you.